Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report.
Hey there, everybody. This is Grace McDonald on the Northern Ag Network with your new market report. The OFF Act is a bill that would prevent groups that lobby on ag policy from receiving checkoff funds. The Opportunities for Fairness in Farming Act would require mandatory audits and prohibit conflicts of interest, which would prevent further abuse of the checkoff program. More than 60 farm groups are in support of the bill because they want transparency for farmers and ranchers and to know where their money is being used to promote their product. The Montana Beef Council announced yesterday that they have elected new leadership for the council. Andy Kellum from Hobson was elected as president and Travis Choate from Terry as vice. Will serve for the next 2 years on the council. NDSU is hosting its annual feedlot school January 17th and 18th. The course is not only for students, but also for cattle producers, feeders, or anyone interested in learning about feedlot production and nutrition. Instructors from NDSU Animal Science and Economics Department will speak about topics from the North Dakota cattle industry to budgeting on your operation. Register and learn more at ndsu.edu.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
Many ag groups are becoming very concerned about the railroad crossing shutdowns at two southern border bridges in Texas. Our network's Andy Schwab spoke with the vice president of the National Barley Growers Association, Mitch Conan, last night on the issue and what they are seeing and hearing from the situation. Conan said he knows there are 20 carloads of Montana barley worth $500,000 sitting in El Paso that are ready to be shipped to the Heineken Brewery. However, with the crossings cut off, the plugged pipeline is backed up to the elevators here.
The rail system is getting backed up all the way back to the farm because nothing is moving. So there's quite a few trains I've heard now that are sitting still at their starting points because they got nowhere to go. So that just puts a backlog on the rail systems.
Of course, the crossings have been shut off from an order by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection as there have been high influxes of immigrants hopping on trains to sneak across the southern border. As mentioned, solutions are trying to be reached right now with calls into congressional leaders. Conan said other options, including trucking the grains across the border, is only going to add extra time and costs to the barley.
It takes 1,200 to 1,300 trucks to move the grain that's in a single shuttle train. So that's 1,200 or 1,300 drivers and 1,200 to 1,300 grain trailers or 18-wheelers that have to be on the road as well and going through ports on wheels as opposed to rail. So
the pulse crop industry is joining wheat and barley growers in urging the reopening of the rail crossings into Mexico. Liz Edmondson is the executive director of the Montana Pulse Crop Committee and told us that Mexico is a critical market for U.S. pulses, and leaving cars filled with peas and lentils sitting at the border will have a rippling effect on the ag supply chain that will create a negative impact on Montana farmers.
The Union Pacific tells us that $200 million a day in freight moves through El Paso and the Eagle Pass rail line. If we speak just to pulses, I can say that 4.7 million pounds of lentils and 1.2 million pounds of peas have come down from Montana through the Mexican border since September 1st. That would equate to almost 170,000 in pea trade and 2.1 million in lentil trade. So it is imperative that Homeland Security works with the border crossing to get these crossings back open.
Thanks to the much-needed Farm Bill extension, ag producers can now enroll in the Farm Service Agency's Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs for the next crop year. Just some of the commodities that are covered include barley, sorghum, lentils, mustard, and soybeans, which must be applied for by March 15th of 2024.
The world is full of unknowns. Don't let your grain storage be one of them. For over 20 years, Amber Waves has been producing custom American-made hopper bins. Locally engineered and manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves bins meet a variety of storage needs, including grain, dry fertilizer, distiller's grain, cow cake, frac sand, and coal. In a world of unknowns, grain bins give you long-term flexibility and control over marketing decisions. Custom quality bins built in America's heartland. More at amberwavesinc.com.
After struggling all of yesterday morning, the cattle contracts were able to rally back to triple-digit gains. Although volume is still weak, the focus on increased underlying support in feeder cattle markets remains the main driver for the late-day price support. Weekly export sales are lower, which could add some concern for the futures market. Pressure was weighing on the markets at opening of the session today, and the contracts are still hanging in the red. January feeders down $1.10 at $222.95. March feeders down $1.33 at $224.43. The December spot contract for live cattle is up just 15 cents at $170.18, February down 78 at $169.53. Calf prices trended higher at the last sale of the year in Miles City. Horse, more weaned calves in the mix, some light four-weight steers from $342 to $356, 5 to 5.5-weight steers bring in $284 to $305, heavier 5-weights $272 to $282, 6-weight steers $235 to $255. The way-up market at Montana Livestock Auction was $2 to $5 higher, with cows selling from $82 to $95, heiferettes $123 to $138, and the bulls from $99 to $113. We'll be back to take a look at the grains after this.
The steak sizzling on the grill that marks the new season. The stew that warms the soul on cold winter nights. The comforting aroma of pot roast that awaits after a long day. The taco night, when even the pickiest of eaters are overjoyed. And at the center of it all, beef. Find winning beef recipes for all occasions at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
It was another bearish day for all wheat markets yesterday. Light rains are expected in the U.S. starting today, which should add some much-needed moisture in some key growing areas. To start out today's trade, the markets began trading higher, but we will see if the contracts hold on as the movement has been volatile. March KC winter wheat up 1¾ at 626, May up just a quarter of a cent at 630. March Minneapolis spring wheat down a cent at 717, May down a quarter of a cent at 727. March Chicago wheat up 3¾ at 613, and May up 4 cents at 625. January beans down 7¾ at 1,300½, March down 9½ at 1,306. Looking at some cash grains in Montana, 12 protein hard red winter wheat's up 14 cents at 520 to 635. 14 protein dark northern spring wheat up 7 at 649 to 724. Durham, 850 to 9. Out west in Portland, 12 protein winter wheat's at 691 to 701. That's down 10 cents. 14 protein dark northern spring wheat at 8 to 815, down 8 cents. Soft white wheat, 650 to 705. Well, thanks for joining us for the Noon Market Report. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Grace McDonald.